Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the fifth day of the month of Adar Aleph. Please continue to have in mind Ya'al Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel, Ya'al Shoshana Bas Chana Fredel in your tefillos. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Pinchas Fink of the Mount Kisco Hebrew Congregation in Mount Kisco, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Fink fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaderach for Tzahal, the Mishaderach, the Shavuim for the hostages, and Rabbi Fink will conclude with the Mishaderach for Cholim, giving a long pause as an opportunity for each of us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the Daily Tehillim Call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Fink.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Natali, again, for giving me the opportunity to join everyone. Thank you to the OU for running this tremendous asset to the Jewish people and for everything they do for Klal Yisrael on a daily basis. In this week's Parsha, upcoming, Parsha's Terumah, we read of the command that God gives to Moshe to have the Jewish people make a collection for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle. And God tells Moshe that the Yitzchu Li Terumah, take for me a collection. And the commentators are wondering what the word li means here. Li means for me. But what does it mean to take for me? What does it mean to take for Hashem? And there's many interpretations. And the Medrash Agadah, Chazal, our rabbis of blessed memory, explain here that the word li is referring to another word li in Tanakh. Later on in the Torah, it says, Ksiv, it says in the Torah, li ha-kesef, to me is all the silver, the li ha-zahav, and to me is all the gold. That God is really the owner and the person, the entity in charge of all the money. So God tells the Jews, the Medrash continues, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God tells the Jewish people, Hisnazbu v'asu ha-mishkan, give and make the mishkan, make the tabernacle. The Al Tomru, and don't say, Mikisaschem, from your purse, from your wallet, atem nosim davar, that you're giving something, ki mishali hu hakol, it's really all from me. So don't think when you're giving donations to the Mishkan, God tells the Jews, don't think it's your money, because it's really my money. And God's reminding them of that fact with the word li, referencing this other verse, this other pasuk in Tanakh, that li hakesef, to me is all the silver, and li hazav, to me is all the gold. And this seems very strange. Because where did the money that the Jews had, where did all the gold and silver and jewels that the Jews had for the collection towards the Mishkan, where did that come from? They weren't wealthy. They had been slaves in Egypt. They had been slaves in the Mitzrayim. Where did this wealth that they gave from come from? And we're told it came from two places. First of all, at the end of the plagues, the end of the Ten Makos, the Egyptians gave to the Jewish people their possessions. God had told the Jews that they should ask from their neighbors for all their gold and silver and their precious jewels, and the Egyptians gave it to the Jews. So after God scares the Egyptians with the plagues and punishes them, then the Jews are enriched by their neighbors who are terrified, and they want to give their money to God's people after God's great demonstration of power. That's where they got the money. And additionally, at the Yamsuf, at the splitting of the sea, when the Jews escaped the chasing army of Paro, the chasing army of the Egyptians. After the Egyptians were drowned, they had put all these precious jewels and gold on their chariots because Paro thought he was going to be victorious against the Jews, and he wanted the splendor of his victory to be known. So he put all these jewels and gold on their chariots. And when they were drowned in the Yamsuf, when they were drowned in the sea, all those jewels and gold washed up on the shore, and the Jews were able to pick up all this gold and silver and jewels. So they were enriched. All their wealth came from Hashem directly, miraculously. They witnessed the Egyptians being drowned, and they picked up the residual wealth, the jewels and the gold. And they got it from the Egyptians after God's display of great power. And now, when they're asked to give money, this gold, this silver, these jewels that they got from Egypt through God's hand directly, God has to remind them, don't think it's from your own wallet. Don't think it's your money. So puzzling. It's like if I had a friend who was down on his luck, he lost his job, he's going to lose his house and his car, and the bank's taking everything from him, and I were to give him a position in my company, a successful company, I made him my partner, and I raised him up from poverty and total destitute state, and after a few years, my side of the equation is getting a little bit dicey, and I ask him for a small loan. He says, no, it's my money. And I say to him, what do you mean? I am the one who gave you everything. You were nothing. You were nothing without me. I gave you all this wealth, and now you won't give anything to me? That's what it would be like. But the truth is that human beings, we naturally have this pull. God put within every human being this pull towards material wealth. And even if we get the money from God's hand directly, if God shows us through a miracle, here, take this gold and silver, I'm giving it to you miraculously, even so, there's still a resistance. There's still a feeling of, but it's my money. It's my money. It's mine. I got it. I pulled it out of the Yamsuf. I pulled it out of the water from the beach. I got it from my neighbor, the Mitzri, after God scared him. But it's mine. And God had to remind them, no, it's mine. It's God's money. It's not our money. And it's so important to be cognizant of that fact that it's God's money, but we know that human beings naturally are feeling, we want to feel that it's ours. The Talmud, the Gemara in Brachos, says that kol zman shebeit hamikdash kayim, as long as the Beit HaMikdash, the temple stood, mizbeach mechaper al Yisrael, the altar, the mizbeach, was able to bring atonement for the Jewish people. The achshav, and now, shulchano shel adam mechaper alav, a person's table atones for him. And what the Gemara, what the Talmud is telling us, is that we no longer have sacrifices to atone for our sins. All we have is our table. What can our table do for us? What can our dining room table atone for us? All the good deeds, all the chesed, all the hachnasas orchim, everything we give to people who come into our homes, that is mechaper. That is what is going to give us atonement. And it's so vital to remember that fact, that the things that we really have, the things that are really ours, are things that we give to others. And on this Gemara, quoting this Gemara, this piece of Talmud, Rabbeinu Bechaye, one of the great Rishonim, one of the great commentators on the Chumash, on Tanakh, he comments and quotes that there was a custom in France to be buried with your dining room table. They would make the coffin out of the dining room table of a person. And he says this is because the shulchan, the table of a person, had all of his good deeds in it. And they wanted to take it with them. They wanted to take that table with them to the next world and show Hashem, look, this is what I have. You gave me all the money. You gave me all the gold and silver. You gave me all the jewels. And look what I did with it. I took it and I put it towards good use, towards chesed, hachmatas orchem. And that is all we really have. Everything else we're just holding for Hashem. Liya chesed, the li hazav, we're holding it for God, and we should never think that it's ours. All we have is what we do with it. With that, we will now begin at the Tehillim. We will start with Perek Chaf, Perek 20, Chapter 20. Lamanaseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Sara Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yitzadeka Yizkor Kol Minchosecha Ve'olasecha Yidash Nesela Yiteng Lecha Chilvobecha Ve'cholat Tatzecha Yimalei Nirana Bishuasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mish'alosecha Ata Yadati Kiyoshia Adonai Nishicho Ya'aneu Mishinei Kacho Digveros Yesha Yimino Eilev Arechev Eilev Asusim Va'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir Hema Karu V'nafalu Va'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodad Adonai Yoshia Hamelech Ya'aneinu V'yom Kareinu. Perek Chaf Gimel, Chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Ro'i Lo Echzar Dinos Deshe Yarvitzeni Alme Menuchos Hina Haleni Nafshi Yishoved Yancheni B'magle Sedek Leman Shemo Yam Ki Elech Begeit Salmaves Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi Shiftecha Umishantecha Hema Yinachamuni Ta'arok lefanai shulcha neged sorerai. Ishanta v'ashemen roshi kol zirivaya. Ach tov v'chesed yudifuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti b'veis Adonai le'orech yamin. Perek Kof Chaf Aleph, Chapter 1, 21. Shir l'malot esso einai el ha'horim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'im Adonai osei shomayim v'aretz al yitem lamot raglecha al yonum shomerecha hine lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael Adonai shomerecha Adonai tilecha ayad yiminecha Yomam HaShemesh lo yakega V'yareyach ba'alayla Adonai yishmarecha mikora Yishmar es nafshecha Adonai yishmar seisecha uvoecha Me'ata v'ad olam. Chapter Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir HaMa'alot Mimamakim kirasicha Adonai Adonai shim'a v'koli Tihyana aznecha kashuvos L'kol tachanunai Im avonos tishmaryah Adonai mi ya'amod Ki imecha hasilicha Lema'am tivarei Ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi V'lidvaro hocholdi Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim la'boker Shomerim la'boker Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai yachesed v'harbe imo fidus, v'hu yisteth Yisrael mikol avonosav. Perek Kuf Mem Beis, Chapter 142. Maskil l'David v'yosov ha'me'oros etzilah, koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai eschanan, Eshpoch lefanav tichi, Tarasi lefanav agid. Betatef alai ruchi, Ve'ata yadati, yadata nesivasi, Ve'orach zu ahalech tamenu fachli, Habet yamin ure ve'eli makir, Avad manos mimeni ein doresh lenavshi, Da'akti elecho Adonai, Amarti ata machzi, Chelki be'eret hachayim, Akshiva elvinasi ki dalosi meod, hasileni meod vai ki amisu mimeni, hotzia mimasker nafshi, lehodos eshemecha, biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. Yonafse achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, Hanisunim basara uvashivya ha'omdin bein bayam uvein bayabasha ha'makom yurachim alehem v'yotziyem yitzara lirvacha u'me'afela le'ora u'mishibu begula ha'shtaba gala u'bizman kariv v'nomar amen. Now to the Mishra Berach for Sahal. Mi sheberach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov v'yivarech es chayalei tzeva hagana liYisrael ha'omdim amishmarotenu v'elei Eloheinu migivu halevanon v'amidbar mitzrayim min hayam hagadol ad levo harava v'yabasha v'avir uv'ayam yitein Adonai es oyveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigafim lifneihem ha'kadosh baruch hu Yishmor v'yatzil es chayaleinu mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol rega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'hatzbacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem yad ber z'mir tachteihem v'yasterein b'keter yeshua u'v'atar nitzachon v'yikuyan bohem ha'kasuv ki adnoy Eloheichem ha'holech imachem v'ylachem lachem im oyveichem l'oshia eschem v'nomar amen. Now m'shaberach for the hostages. Mi sheberach avosenu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo hu yivarech v'yishmor v'yinsor es chachenu beis Yisrael hashevuyim ba'avor she'anu mispalim ba'avaram hakadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem yishmerein mikol tzara v'tzuka u'mikol nega u'machala v'yishlach bracha v'hatzbacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem Yotzi'ein mechoshech v'tzalmavet, v'yishivein mehera l'chof v'chek mishpechoteihem, v'nomar amen. We will now conclude with the Mishra Berach for Cholim. I'll pause for everyone to insert the name. Mishra Berach avoseinu, Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, David u'Shlomo, u'yivareich v'yirapei et ha'cholim ha'elu. Ba'avor she'ko'ar mishpalim ba'avaram HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachamim aleihem Ba'achimam raposam lachazikam lachayosam Yishlach lahem meher refuah shleil min ha'shamayim L'chodereim l'chol didayim V'tov shor chole Yisrael Refuah ha'nefesh refuah ha'guf Hashtar ba'galbo v'zman kariv v'nomar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi. Thanks. I look forward to having you back on the program in the Yirat Hashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.